Is it okay to let your children swear? I mean, it's just a word after all, isn't it? I mean, socially, it's unacceptable, but who cares about being so? I mean, Troy and a three-year-old. Troy got a message via a paper aeroplane lobbed into his backyard. It was a neighbour informing him that his three-year-old son was walking around the backyard dropping the F-bomb. But Troy didn't seem too upset about it, did he? And then there's this mother who, and I wanted to talk about this the other night. We ran out of time. But it's a mother. Her name is Penny. She lives on the Sunshine Coast. And she believes that relaxing the rules about swearing completely changed her relationship with her 10-year-old daughter. She says, if you are only listening to the swear words and not listening to the message your child's trying to portray, she says, it's called tone-deaf parenting. Is it okay to let your kids swear? I actually, when you used to work here with me every day, I don't think I heard you swear. You heard, and I had to really curb my mouth because I don't believe in swearing in front of women. It's funny, you know, a lot of blokes are like that. When we're down in the man cave, the language will be absolutely fruity. And the moment Nikki comes downstairs, it changes. Tell me, when you were growing up and you still live at home, what are the rules in your house about swearing?
Well, adulthood is very different, but as kids, no way. And I just always found it so conflicting because sometimes my parents would swear accidentally, it would slip out. And I'd think, why is it one rule for us and one rule for you? So I would always just find it really confusing. And I'd hear these things in school, I'd pick up words from other kids. And then you just say it without really knowing what it means. And then you get into trouble, but no one's telling you why. It's a bit confusing, but as I got older, yes, we found our voice.
You found your voice. Is it okay to let your children swear? So here is, and Jess, I'd love you to put this story on our Facebook page later today. So I want to hear people's reaction. It's a lady called Penny. She's on the Sunshine Coast, and she thinks that she has a better relationship with her 10-year-old daughter now that she lets her daughter swear while she's telling a story, because she doesn't want to get involved in reprimanding the language when what she should be doing is listening to her daughter's story.
I mean, I get that. Sometimes you just need to swear when you're telling a story or if things get a bit heated. I don't have kids, so I can't say. I don't know.
I mean, sometimes telling a story, I mean, there's nothing like a good or even a. It can really get it out of your system.
Yeah, I mean, when you and I have had chats and we're heated about something or we think something is just ridiculous or abhorrent or stupid, yeah, we swear because sometimes you just, there's no other word for it.
When did you last hear me swear?
Probably like an hour ago when we were chatting before the show.
Oh, yeah, or when we went off air the other night. But look, But I do try and control myself, but in front of women. Some men, particularly my age, we were told never swear in front of a woman. And there are especially certain words you should never say. You should never say, for example, or you've got a big, you know, you don't do that.
Thanks for clarifying. I think that's really outdated. See, my dad thinks I swear too much and he tells me to reel it in and he gets uncomfortable when I'm swearing all the time.
But you're his little princess. Do you say the F word in front of your dad?
Yeah, mate. I say whatever I need to say. You know, you've got to get it out sometimes. So I think your mentality is very archaic. I don't know why you feel that way. I'm sure your daughter swears a lot.
Oh, Holly. Oh, she came around one afternoon on the weekend. And I said to her, have you heard this song? Now, what was the song? It was the Big Wet Pussy song. What? Who sings that?
Can you say that on air? Yeah, it's a Cardi B song.
Well, sorry. She's talking about a cat, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, she's talking about a companion animal. And I said, did you hear this song? Well, Holly knew every single word.
Yeah, it's a great song. I love it.
She knew.
There's way worse lyrics than that. Come on, some of the music we play, even though they're not swearing, some of the lyrics, and when you explain them to me and break them down, they're mortifying. There's crazy other rap songs out there from the 90s and the 2000s. I don't know why that one got so much hype, but yeah, some songs are, you know, You listen on the radio and every second lyric's bleeped out.
133353, is it okay to let your kids swear? Are you getting in the way of the message they're trying to portray if you just listen to the swearing? And what about Troy? He doesn't really have a problem with his three-year-old. Did you ever get your mouth washed out with soap?
No. I mean, we may have been threatened with it, but it never followed.
Ah, well, that's because, you see, they now have docs. When I was a kid, there was no Department of Community Services. The standard procedure was to have your mouth washed out with soap. And it was not just any soap. It wasn't your imperial bloody leather that they have now. No, this was pretty rough yellow sunlight soap that you used on yourself and your clothes at the same time.
This happened to you?
Yes.
By who? At school?
No,
your parents?
Mum.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. How many times?
Probably only twice.
But then you think you would have learned the first time?
Yeah, I was a bit slow.
Oh, love, we have caught up. Thank goodness.
Thanks for your time.
See ya.
And just watch that language, okay?
Oh, try me best.
Now, Jess.
Yes.
Off. And stay off. The Night Shift, Triple M.